Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us, as we transform from the inside out our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. So does our world, so does the world. It starts with each of us. We come together each day for this perfect time to connect with the truth of our being, to open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before I begin today's meditation, I'm going to share with you today's message from God. From the book of the same title, page 32, anticipation drains your personal power. Anticipation drains your personal power. You know, this is a truth that at times becomes confusing for people. It occurred to me as I reflected on this message that oftentimes we may confuse anticipation with visualization. And so let's get this clear. To anticipate literally means to take before, to look forward, to expect. But here's the kicker. All that sounds great. We look forward to it. But most of the time, when we think of anticipation, we think of the word forestall. And that's the important part here. To forestall is to ambush. So when we are anticipating, is to recognize we are not in the present moment. And when we leave this present moment, we're not in this now moment. And we look ahead, looking forward, expecting, as to look out into the future in some time down the road. We tend to make suppositions. We guess. We try to imagine what something will be. And when we're doing that kind of consideration, oftentimes we're not in the positive place. We anticipate, usually out of fear. What could happen? How it could happen? What won't happen? When will it happen? All of that shifts your energy from being present and now and full. And that's how the draining of personal power begins. We are looking ahead with expectation of what could go wrong, what's not going to work, how bad it could get. And in this current economic climate, so many people have done that. And now they're at the place that they don't even have energy to do that anymore. They're kind of just drained altogether. And therefore, they don't have energy for themselves and their needs and whatever they are meant to create and bring into the world right now. That's what supposing does to you. It forestalls, prevents happening whatever it is that you really wanted because you were looking towards something else. You did this action beforehand. You were thinking and feeling in advance. You create a whole story about what's going to happen. And when you put your energy into that, then you know what happens, as all things are. Form follows thought. So your energy creates that which you focus on. And so your worst nightmare, the anticipation, is what happens. Something of that sort or like it, something that holds that energy form. And so the place to be is here, now. So you may be fully engaged, energized, vigorous, able to do or to act or to notice, to hear, to connect with higher wisdom, waiting for you to show you your right way through whatever it is that you find yourself in the midst of. You have an idea, and instead of thinking how bad it could be, how tough it's going to be, staying present, visualizing, feeling joyful about this idea. And then this little voice speaks through you, bringing forth another piece of the puzzle to move you forward under grace. It's when we stay in this present moment rather than thinking from our mental faculty, staying connected to now, observing and being detached, connected to the love essence, knowing all is well all the time, and not creating this story. And that story is what turns into exactly what you don't want. That's how you drain your personal power, the ability to do or act, this life force strength that's within you, to have the ability to greatly influence something or someone. And this, when we talk about personal power, in a positive way. You see, we're always creating. Anticipation generally will lead you away from where you really want to be. Staying present allows life force to flow through you, to you. This is the place where the wisdom is, the energy is, to truly move you forward versus looking forward. Looking forward is mentally imagining, and it's associated with the word forestall, which is ambushing your vision. Because we tend to look forward through anticipation from a negative lens. I shared with you earlier there's oftentimes confusion in this act of creating between anticipation and visualization. Both seem to be about seeing. When people speak of visualizing, it's about feeling the energy in the now moment, not down the road, not someday, not in the future. It is right now. So if you will stay in this vision, ability to see and feel your desire as if it is already now, feeling that energy now in this present moment with all its beauty and wonder, looking through a lens as if a child would and seeing only good things, then you have harnessed this inner energy to see and create for positive. There seems to be a fine line here, and that's why I bring up this distinction. To see yourself as able, capable, in the moment now, to feel as if you are there right now. You see and feel all the pieces right now. And you feel that positive life force in you right now. This power to visualize creates the magnet in you that seems to open the veil of what is waiting for you right now. At the same token, if you are anticipating, coming with it all the energy of lack and fear, not enough, then this is what forestalls the bringing forth of what you want. This has the energy to take us away. It also creates. The key is that your thoughts and feelings need to match. Your feeling overrides your thoughts. Your feelings are so powerful. You cannot say one thing and feel another. That throws you into the anticipation, this negative realm of looking out with concern and worry. And this forestalls your good, your creation. In fact, may oftentimes create exactly what you don't want. To visualize is to have the energy of yes, of course, feeling joy and gratefulness. And yes, you see it and feel it and smell it and taste it right now. And it's wonderful. You feel that joy again in that childlike wonderment that's really here for us all the time, regardless of our age. You are timeless. Chronological age is a human made-up thing. You are timeless. Your soul is timeless. Your ability to create right now in this moment is timeless. So it's so important for us to not get caught up in our mental faculty. Now, I know that flies in the face of everything we're taught at a very young age, all of our educational training to analyze, criticize, judge, have opinions about. That is a mental energy of anticipation. That is the energy that throws you into supposing and guessing, and oftentimes stepping out on a mountain as you feel inside and considering all the possibilities, and oftentimes getting stuck in the negative. And instead of being active, you become inactive because your energy is drained. Our job in this lifetime is to stay present. Stay fully connected to the powerful life force energy that is within us all the time. To believe in this power, this presence, the universal intelligence that we are one with. To believe and know you and God are one. And therefore, you are present, fully present, totally assured, totally confident, totally here now. Feeling, knowing, believing in this power. Allowing it to flow through you and energize you, influence you, guide you, so you may be a force for good, for yourself, for your family, and for the world. That is your job, to be present now. Put your faith in God, within the power within you, now. Stay here now. Be fully alive inside to see the beauty and possibility waiting for you now. Here for you now. Let me share just a little story. Put it into everyday terms. One of my clients called, and she hadn't called in a couple, probably over a week or so, maybe more, and was really trying to keep the conversations, whatever she did, very light, impersonal, about stuff out there. One day she called, and she was really, I could feel the tension in her. It's like her nerves were on edge, and she felt raw. And I asked, what's going on? What are you feeling? She said, they're going to fire me. She had had this new job for about 4 months. I said, what do you mean they're going to fire you? They love you. They're going to fire me. For some reason, she got caught up in this mental game of anticipating what people were going to think about what she was not able to pull together. Now, what she did is that she wasn't able to pull together what she was exactly asked to do. That wasn't coming together. She came up with a new plan that did come together, made, as the saying goes, that I bought this poster like 25 years ago to make lemonade out of lemons. She had done that, made a equally good or better program, and for some reason, because the head boss, not her direct report, but the head boss of the organization had wanted a certain way, the plan did not come together that way, and she had this leap of faith, not in good, but she went mentally to some other place, picked up some old energies, and probably the energy also in the world of lack, and we hear every day about people losing jobs. And she went to this place saying, they're going to fire me. She had never spoken to her immediate supervisor. She had not spoken to the head boss. She had created this new, good or better plan. It was going to happen in the next 2 days. And she was almost paralyzed with fear. She had anticipated their response. So I simply asked her if she would share what happened with her immediate supervisor. Simply share why she wasn't able to bring together the head boss's desire, but what she had done instead. And when she did, he was thrilled. The program worked perfectly. Everyone was happy. Anticipation drains your personal power. We do it in so many ways every day. Be aware of how you are spending your energy. Are you in your head creating and painting a picture that in most cases is not true? Living in a mental lie of your own doing and therefore undoing? Or are you here right now, connected with the powerful presence within you, fully aware that you are well, all is well. You are always in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, and therefore fully plugged in, as if plugging you into an electrical outlet, plugged in to the source, the infinite source of wisdom and true, authentic power. It is your choice, dear ones. What I want for you is to be present, fully in your power, now and always. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Slowing it down. Listening to your breath. Feeling your chest rise and fall. Like the waves of the ocean. Now, allow yourself to drop below the surface. Simply focus on your heart center. Allow your breath to come all the way within you now. Below the surface, where it is still, feeling the peace and seeing the light inside. Feeling yourself drawn to this light within your heart center. Feeling one with this light. As you breathe into this light, focus on this light inside of you. Feel the peace stretching out 360 degrees within you now. Stretching to your toes, your fingertips, the top of your head. Feeling every cell and atom of your being filled with this light. Feeling the energy growing in you. Knowing you are connected to life force energy. God presence within you. Feel God's power pulsating through you. A peace and prosperity. Here for you. In this present moment. By now, you should feel really lit up inside. Almost as if you were a Christmas tree. Pulsating God's pure energy. As if your own inner battery is being recharged. And you're good for another 100,000 miles. Feel the peace. Feel the harmony. Feel the prosperity. Feel your oneness. With the source and the power and the supply channel for all you need. For you are one with Mother, Father, God. You are one with infinite life force. You are one with your soul's essence. You are one with all am presence. Feel this truth pulsating in you. Feel this love pulsating in you. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back to our everyday lives, remembering this feeling, this truth, this knowingness. Staying centered, plugged in to a true energy source. And so as we began, we breathe. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Knowing we are connected. You are connected to life source. Only you can pull the plug. We come back to the surface as if coming up from beneath the sea, sensing the physical world around us, the waves moving back and forth, aware of our breath again, feeling our chest rising and falling, the sense of back and forth, being aware of our hands and feet, squeezing them ever so gently. Breathing into your heart and into your head. Welcome back, dear ones. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Stay in the present moment of love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Be filled with positive life force energy. Be present fully in your power. Our soul is timeless. I am that I am under grace. Thank you, God. Oh.